Create your story with Pandora and receive a free bracelet. The choice is yours. Explore over 80 bracelet styles. It's our gift to you when you spend $125 or more, September 24th through the 28th, at Pandora Jewelry. Free bracelet up to $65 value. Upgrades available. No substitutions. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Get your free bracelet from the Pandora store at Queen Center, Austin Street, or Jackson Heights from September 24th through September 28th.
Good morning, America. This is the Katz Roundtable. John Katzmatidis here. Sunday morning. What's going on in the world? Well, with us this morning is a good friend, and known her and her dad was good friends of mine for forever, and he's still going strong. Eleni Kounoulakis, a career in real estate with her dad, and then in 2010 she became ambassador to Hungary, and now she is the 50th lieutenant governor of our largest state, California. Congratulations, Eleni. How are you?
Thanks, John. It's so great to be with you. How are things in New York?
New York, the sun is shining today, but I understand it always shines in California.
Always. It's beautiful today here.
Eleni, so many things are happening. We got 37 days going to the election, and you are the closest person I know to possibly the next vice president, possibly the next president someday. Mrs. Harris, Senator Harris. Tell us a little bit about her.
Well, she's a terrific person. For many of us out here in San Francisco, we know her very well. I consider her a very close friend and a like-minded person. She's a super hard worker. She cares about our country. She cares about our families. And I think she's going to do a great job as vice president. But I'll tell you, John, the other thing is she really represents the California story. And the American dream. Her parents were both immigrants to the U.S. She was born in Oakland. She, you know, is a biracial person, the only black woman in the U.S. Senate right now. And she takes her personal experiences and channels it in a way that she is this sort of joyous warrior for equity and justice. But also, as a former prosecutor, believes strongly in a system of rule of law that protects our people.
Understood. I think we had lunch with her in New York about a year ago, a year and a half ago, just before she got elected. And she's just a very smart lady. And look, everybody has differential of opinions, but she's a very smart lady. And you know, whatever will happen, will happen. Eleni. The other big thing in California this week, your governor made a statement that he would like to get rid of gasoline cars by 2035, and that's only about 15 years from now, 14 years from now, and California has 15 million cars. What say you about that?
Well, first of all, just to be clear, the executive order that he signed will states that no new cars can be sold in California unless they're zero-emission vehicles starting 15 years from now. So for people who have a combustion engine car, they keep it if they want to. If you want to go out of state and buy a combustion engine car, you can. But the fact is, John, in California, we're pretty clear that combustion engines are very 20th century, and we are ready to move to zero-emission vehicles. And so there are a lot of car companies. You know, we have bilateral agreements now with BMW, Ford, Honda, and Volkswagen that are ready to work with us to keep our emissions going down and down until we can get to the point where all cars on the roads are zero-emission vehicles. But the reality is people are ready, technology is ready, car companies are ready. And it's super important because right now in California, where people are very dependent on their cars, 41% of greenhouse gas emissions in the state come from transportation. So everyone's ready for it. The technology is there. But in order to do our part to combat global warming, we have had to tackle this. But I think the goal is very timely, and it's exciting because I think we're going to make it.
Now, you have had a lot of forest fires lately. Are you winning the war?
So we are struggling. because the nature of these catastrophes are really unprecedented. This fire season alone, John, we've had 5 of the 6 biggest wildfires in California history. There are winds that will carry embers miles and miles away. There are weather conditions and drought conditions that have created a situation that even though our response effort now, our equipment that we have forward deployed in areas where we think are the most likely to have fires, we're doing everything we can in a much more accelerated way than ever before. But dry lightning strikes that started several of the big fire complexes this year, we've never seen anything like that before. So we know that this is happening because the climate is warming and the climate is changing. We know it. So it's up to us to do the best possible job to protect our people and their property, to put these wildfires out, to detect them early. We're doing the best we can. But the fact of the matter is that these catastrophes are just a prelude to what is to come if the world does not wake up and realize it is within our power to reduce our reliance on fossil fuels and keep global warming under 2%, which is the goal of Paris and the goal of many subnational governments as well.
And Lenny, we have 30 seconds left. Anything else you want to tell the American people?
Well, I know you broadcast all over the place. I think that it really is a somber moment in many ways, this election that's before us. There are many concerns about voter suppression, many concerns about ways that Donald Trump wants to keep ballots from being counted, particularly in battleground states. We are probably going to see another year, another cycle where the popular vote, most people will vote for one candidate who may or may not be the one who prevails because of this crazy electoral college system that we have. So this is a serious time in the history of our country. I encourage everybody to get out there and vote, be part of it. And obviously, John, as you know, I think it is enormously consequential for our country that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris win.
I understand your position, and you're entitled to your position. And me and your dad used to argue all the time, but at the end of the day, we used to hug each other.
Always. And that is how it should be for all Americans who love our country.
I agree 100%. Well, California Lieutenant Governor Eleni Kounalakis. I almost called you Tsakopoulos. And that was your dad's maiden name.
Take care, John.
Thank you for
Thanks
coming
for
on. And
me on.
We'll catch up soon. Thank you. This is the Cats Roundtable. We'll be right back.